Okay, now we're going to talk about launching a product as an affiliate. And so this differs. This isn't a big joint venture launch. This is where you are an affiliate for a given product and you want to sell that product, and how to use this launch strategy as an affiliate to sell that product. And this can be very, very effective. So I'm going to walk through this for you. Now, the first thing I want you to do is to remember the fundamentals. We've been going over this and over this and over this, and really, what's going to make the most difference for you, no matter if you're selling as an affiliate, if you're doing a big joint venture launch, if you're doing an internal launch, if you're doing a quick launch, no matter what you're doing, an e-commerce launch, it all comes back to the mindset that I keep on trying to drill into you guys. And I keep on circling back to this, and I keep on trying to tell you about it in different ways and express it in different ways, because this is, if you can ingrain this into all your marketing, you're going to win no matter what. So, some of the primary, first I'm going to start right here. Doing a launch as an affiliate, this is really the only way to set yourself apart as an affiliate. Just by the very nature of an affiliate program, there's lots of other people selling the same things. If you're selling an ebook on learning to play guitar, then there's going to be lots and lots of other people who are affiliates that are trying to sell that as well. So how do you set yourself apart? I mean, you never, in my opinion, want to be in a commodity business where you're just trying to compete with people selling the exact same product. Now, that doesn't mean you don't want to be an affiliate or you shouldn't sell affiliate products. I have personally made hundreds of thousands of dollars selling other people's stuff. I mean, in my mind, there's two ways to make money online. One way is by selling your stuff. The other way is by selling other people's stuff. The primary way you sell other people's stuff is through affiliate programs. I personally think I like to have a mix of both of those revenue models in any business I'm in. I want to be selling my stuff, and I want to also be selling other people's stuff. There's lots of good reasons to do that. One of the reasons is, even if you're only selling your stuff, you are never going to be able to create enough stuff for your rabid customers. The customers that really love you and want to buy from you will always want to buy more than you could ever produce. So I think it makes sense to sell affiliate stuff. I think it makes sense to sell your stuff and affiliate stuff. When I say affiliate stuff or sell other people's stuff, I also include, you know, selling paper lead stuff in all kinds of different ways. I mean, even Google AdSense, you're in effect, you're selling other people's stuff. They're buying clicks from you. But we're going to really focus on affiliate products right here. And the only way to set yourself apart is by doing a launch, because everyone else is going, you know, if you're selling even a moderately popular affiliate product, there's going to be lots and lots of other people trying to sell that as well. So they're going to all be out there competing to sell the exact same thing. Now, you've noticed, if you've watched my stuff very, very closely, I don't want to be like everyone else. I want to be different from everyone else. I mean, I think it was Napoleon Hill that first said, you know, if you look around, most people aren't really successful. So don't go copying what all those other people are doing. Do, in fact, study what they're doing and do something different, or do the opposite of what they're doing. I mean, that if you just look at what I'm doing all through what I do, I always want to set myself apart from the crowd. And that's what you're going to do if you do a launch as an affiliate for a product. So remember the fundamentals. You were always looking to create a conversation with your prospects. We're always looking for interaction to find out what they want, what they need, what their objections are, what their hot points are. We always want to make our stuff event-based, because events, you know, then you start to talk about anticipation. Everyone gets excited about events. And we always want to work on sequences, because you can't ever count on one piece of information really getting through and making an impact. So we set up a sequence. The sequence also allows us to make it event-based. Okay, for starters, if you're going to do this, there we go. If you're going to do this, you really need to have a list. It's tough to do a launch for an affiliate product without a list. So go take a look at my list building 101 and the list building 202 and the social media stuff. You got to get yourself a list if you're going to launch as an affiliate. I mean, it goes back to setting yourself apart. I mean, the way that super affiliates do really well, I mean, you can hope that you're the first person to bring an affiliate product to your market. You know, maybe you've discovered someone who's just coming out with a product, or maybe you're taking a product that was successful in another market and bringing it to your market. That's one way you can set yourself apart. Another way is if you just have a monster list, or if you have a monster list with a great relationship, that's another way you can set yourself apart. But really the way to do it, even if you have those two things or one of those two things, is with a launch. So in any case, if you don't have a list at all, I mean, it comes down to, if you don't have a list at all, you're going to really, you can do this. You can be a joint venture broker and go and basically find a product, get with the product creator, work out some special deal, then go line up some joint venture partners, and then put yourself in the middle of that, of the partners introducing the partners to the product and maybe putting a bonus package together. You could do that as a pure joint venture broker. That's a pretty advanced proposition. What we're talking about here is a little bit less advanced, where you just, if you have a list, then you go find a product that you want to promote. So you do need a list for what I'm going to walk you through here. Now, you have to find the product, okay? You have to go, and I mean, I think, one of the best ways, you should know the product. You should probably purchase the product. You might be able to get a complimentary product, copy of the product from the product producer. But it's often, even in that case, best to go buy it to watch their follow-up systems and to understand the product better. Get the product, learn the product, go through the product, use the product. You want a good product. I mean, if you're going to do this, if you're going to go through this effort, make sure it's a good product. It's a waste of time if it's not a good product. You don't want to be dealing with lots of returns. You know, even if they're not returning it to you, you're going to lose out on commissions if the product gets returned. Also, you don't want to burn your list by promoting a poor product to them. So find a good product and a product that, this is really important, that matches your list. And if you've got that conversation going on with your list, you should have a clue on what type of list you have and what they're looking for and what they need. The timing of this, personally, what I'm going to share with you here is a launch method that I think works best if it's not a brand new product. When it's a brand new product, there's going to be a lot of people trying to promote it. The airwaves are going to be crowded. There's going to be a lot of competition. Other people, your prospects might be hearing about it from other people. You got to always remember, they're probably on more lists than your list. They're probably on some of your competitors' lists. So if it's a new product and everyone and their brother's promoting it, that's not the best time to do a launch, to do an affiliate launch around that product. Then there's the offer. And what really makes this work is if you can add something to the offer. If you go through the best is if you go through the product and find something that's missing, something that could make the product more complete, easier to use, more effective, more attractive. Go through the product and find what's missing. What's the piece that I could add to this? And then create a bonus. And it doesn't matter if the product is a physical widget, or if it's an information product, or a physical home study course, or even a service. You can often identify something you can add to it. And generally, when I'm doing this, I look to make it an information product. In other words, the bonus is an information product. The bonus is either a teleseminar, or a CD or a DVD, or maybe some one-on-one coaching. Put something like that together that will be your bonus. And that's really what sets up the launch. So go through the product, find what's missing, and put together. The reason I like an information product as a bonus is because they're generally easier to create and more inexpensive to create than some physical widget that's going to go along with it. You know, if it was going to be You know, if you're doing a promotion for an affiliate promotion for a sailboat, you're trying to sell sailboats, you know, you could make it, you could make your bonus an extra sail that goes with it, or an extra tiller or an extra rudder or something like that. But then you're talking about spending a lot of time and effort and money creating that. Whereas if you just put together a bonus that was like a three-part DVD on the fundamentals of sailing this particular boat, that's that's the type of bonus that's easier to create, cheaper. And, you know, if you sell one sailboat or you sell 10 sailboats, it doesn't matter because you can easily duplicate them. You don't have to get them made up ahead of time. So that's what drives your whole launch of this affiliate product, is putting together some type of bonus. Okay, now that we have the fundamentals and the starters out of the way, this is really so simple, it's just amazing. If you really want a lot of detail on how to do this, if you go back to the quick launch, this is very similar to what we did with the quick launch. Just probably just a little more build up before it, but it's very, very similar to the quick launch. And also, if you look at the internal launch, the internal launch is much longer and much more involved. But, it's very, very, very similar overall strategy in terms of hitting the triggers. So, in any case, go study the quick launch, and there's a lot more detail. So I'm going to go through this fairly quickly because the important stuff is right up here. So the initial announcement, you want to go back to what we talked about for the initial announcement for the internal launch. And that's really what we want to talk about, their frustrations and their hot points and their dreams and aspirations. And you sort of let them know that something's coming. I'm a lot like you. I've often been out looking, I've wanted to buy a sailboat for a long time, but I'll tell you what, once you go out and start looking at these things, they're so complicated. And so it's just the decision on even like what type of sailboat or what size sailboat is just so involved that I always, it just stops me cold. And so you're basically hitting on their frustrations and their aspirations early on here. And you're setting the table for the product. You found a new product, you're taking a look at it, it's got you really excited. You think it answers, some of the biggest frustrations you've had about whatever this topic is. And then at day two, what we're going to do, you see right here is boom, 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 we follow up. You could stretch this out. You could do the initial announcement and give them a day or two rest and then come back with the follow-up. The follow-up's generally about some of the reaction that you've heard from your list, about some of the excitement that's building. And then from there, we go right into the follow-up. The next follow-up is shortly on the heels of the second follow-up, the first follow-up, the day two follow-up. You come back. At this point, you give them some instructions. You tell them what's going to happen, and you're starting to set the table for your offer. You say, boy, this product's really great, but, as I went through it, as I studied it or as I used it, I found there was one key ingredient that was missing. This is just about the perfect product, the perfect widget, the perfect course, the perfect service, whatever. It was almost perfect. I just noticed there was one thing missing. And so what I did was I went out and I created that one thing that was missing. And of course, here what we're talking about is whatever your bonus is, whatever you're going to be offering as a bonus. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and edit this up here and put in your bonus. Because that's the thing right here that you start talking about, the thing that's missing, the thing that will make this the most perfect product ever, the most complete product ever. And without your bonus, it's a nice product, but it's got a huge gap. So that's what you're looking for. Don't make this overly complicated. This is very, very simple. And your bonus doesn't have to be amazing. It can be simple, but just something that rounds out the product. Then you come back. And on day four, or like I said, you could stretch this out if you want, but you come back and you launch it. You say, okay, we're ready to go. Go here. You give them your affiliate link. You explain to them. Don't try to hide the fact that this is an affiliate deal. You send them to wherever they need to buy through your affiliate link with instructions, you know, after they purchase, to send a copy of their receipt to you so that you can get the bonus. And then you have to emphasize that you can only give the bonus to the people who you follow that link, and, you know, basically who go through your link, then you're going to be able to give them the bonus. After the day after the launch, this is exactly like with any other launch, you follow up. This is generally a social proof message. I mean, you could even do a second email here and have it be your tsunami email about so many people bought and they're so excited. They're sending in all these, they're sending you their copies of their receipt, and you're sending them out as quickly as possible, and people are really excited about that. So you could even do a second email on your launch day, or you could follow up with that on your on the day after, when basically this is social proof. People are excited. You know, the feedback is already great. People are loving their bonus, and on and on. Then come back. Now, this is basically, we're putting together a short four-day launch. So you're the third day after your launch, or well, the second day, the third day of your launch, the sixth day of the whole entire thing. Then you're, you know, it's time to start talking about the scarcity, because you've got this, the end of the launch is coming. It's a 24-hour warning. You don't want people to miss out. Just go take a look at the scarcity messages I've already given you, the 24-hour warning messages I've already given you in the quick launch, in the internal launch, and even the ones I showed in the JV copy earlier in this module. So you come back with the 24-hour warning, the scarcity. Then early on the last day, you send that final warning, you know, the 6-hour notice or the 8-hour notice. Tell them what's going to happen if they miss out. If they miss out, they miss your bonus. And really, that's it. I mean, you can see it's the core pieces that we keep on going over and over in this course. You know, we're walking them into the launch. Once we're in the launch, we walk them through the social proof and then right into the scarcity. And something bad happens at the end of the launch, which means, like, your bonus goes away. Now, the people that I've seen follow this formula will often see 4, 5, 6, even 10 times the response they would get if they had just sent out a single email that said, guess what, folks, I've got an affiliate product for you, go buy it now. It seems very, very simple, and it is. This is really easy to do. You could get away with, you know, dropping this email out and dropping one of these two emails out. You could knock it down to 4 emails easily. And, you know, and these aren't long, complex emails. I mean, this one's a little bit longer, telling them, set up the wholesale. This one's a little longer, set up the bonus. This is obviously a short email. This is a short email, and this is a short email. It's not hard to do these. Very, very simple, and it's very, very effective. And like I said, it's the only real way to set yourself apart as an affiliate, so you're not just a me too, another affiliate promoting another product that, you know, people have seen hit their inbox 10 other times. You're really, you know, for the effort of putting together a bonus, which generally is not very hard, you've really set yourself apart from the crowd. Your results will be much, much better.